This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up hot and fresh by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM at 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you, and a surprise guest that I wasn't planning on talking to this dude today, but he was getting off the morning show on The Mix, and I was like, oh, this would be fun, and he's like, yeah, sure, we'll sit down and talk with you. He is the artist for the NFL draft, Ike Winter, local guy here in our own backyard. Ike, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right, so let's talk about this, because you and I were talking before we started recording of how this whole thing works. So from your perspective, tell everybody kind of what you did and how you were affiliated with Draft, and then we'll talk about the process of getting there.
Yeah, I was the artist who brought to life those 32 team logos that were in the player walkway, and they were just going to be background art, and then on the second pick, Travis Hunter decided to slap pretty extensively that that Jacksonville Jaguars logo, yeah, which was my favorite of the collection, ironically. And I've said that on air before this whole draft experience happened, and he slapped the artwork, and then it just kind of turned into a theme that as players were being drafted, that they would interact with the art. So all in all, I think 8 of them that night, like,
wow,
slapped it or touched the art during that life-changing moment and emotional moment for them. So to be a part of the draft at all, but have this extended experience with it now is just an honor of a lifetime.
Okay, so hold on a second. So you said life-changing art for life-changing for them, their
fully
moment for being drafted and
fully, yeah,
so
yeah,
forth, right? Life-changing for you too?
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, the past 7 days was the greatest 7-day stretch of my life. Not even just art-related, just the things I got to do and experience. I mean, I'm a Milwaukee kid. I grew up in Wisconsin. To be invited to Lambeau and the NFL draft, like, football is our culture here. So, you know, the things I got to do the past 7 days were amazing, but at the end of the day, the forefront of it is this whole draft is about the players. Like, this is their moment, and they've worked a million times harder. I've worked hard, but they've worked harder for what they just accomplished, you know.
But there is a definite correlation between you and them. I mean, the guys that play in the NFL is like 1% of people that play or whatever it is.
It's
some
that crazy number,
amount.
Yeah.
Right, crazy amount, right? So, but it takes that God-given talent, that work ethic and everything to get to that moment. I would assume it's the exact same for anybody that is an artist trying to survive and do it just on the artistry alone, which is what you're doing. So you guys are kind of similar.
In our crafts and in our, you know, respective things we have going on in life, like, yeah, to make a living as an artist is an accomplishment in itself. And somehow the NFL found me and they chose for me to be, to be contacted from the NFL and say, we want your art at this event is, I don't know what percentage that is, but it was a crazy gift, yeah.
So let's talk about that for a second, because I assumed, wrongly, that, talking with Ike Winter, by the way, the artist that you saw all the logo art at the NFL draft, he's a local guy, and we're talking with him right now. I assume that, like, you know, hundreds or maybe 1,000 or so artists all submitted work, and then they whittled it all down and maybe had you all do some samples, and then you submitted it, and then you had to go to the next stage.
Shit.
I figured it was like a whole big, long, drawn-out process of how you got to this point, but that is not how it happened.
No, they emailed me late 2024, like December 28th, and said, hey, we found your Instagram page and found your work online, and we have a unique project offer for you. So we got on a Zoom call like 3 days later. They showed me what the draft was going to look like, the stage, the banners, kind of the theme of the draft. And their whole theme was like this nod to the northern Wisconsin timber and logging industry. So wood tones already, that was like, you know, if you look at the font of the draft, it's like this timber-esque look.
Right.
So when they found my work, they were just like, hey, if you're down to do this project and can complete it, we want you as an artist to do this. And I was like, am I competing against other artists, or like, is there a bid out? He's like, no, like, as long as you figure out with our financial and legal team that you're good to go, like, we want you to do this. So the NFL creative team scouted me out, found me, and offered the position to me. So
you said off the air, we were talking about how crazy this was, and you said you have an agent.
Yep.
That's pretty crazy. I don't even have an agent. So let's talk about that aspect. So then at that point, then you get your agent to negotiate the deal for you at that point, or how did that work?
I mean, it was a lot of discovery calls. They had the idea of this project in mind. We had to bridge a gap of like what they want, what they think they want, also with what I can do with my art and what is going to be done in a timely manner. So it was like 3 or 4 weeks of like me and the creative team bringing this to life. Cause initially they wanted all these logos like in color. They said, can you do color for all this? And I'm like, no, all the wood that I find for my art is from the side of the road. I've never stained or painted a piece of wood in my life. So I said, I can pull this off in this 3x3 format, but I have to do it in wood tones. So they spent like 7 days, reimagined every logo, redesigned every logo in this like neutral tone wood format. And then they have to pitch it saying, hey, are we allowed to, you know, do this for the draft? And they got their things shored up on their end. They pitched the idea to me. And then, yeah, we had to, you know, deal with the legal and financial team for a minute, me and my agent. It wasn't anything bad. It's just business. And, you know, and then
it's a nice number.
Valentine's Day, I was able to start. I got the text. There's like, you're legally allowed to start.
That's
so.
Not a lot of time. It doesn't feel like
it was 700 hours in 2 months. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. You did not leave your place.
No. It was, yeah, I haven't really slept since Christmas. Yeah.
But
they
Christmas.
Said, can you do it? And I said, yes. And I'm a man of my word. So I don't let people down. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. You talked about getting to go to the draft, Ike, and see your artwork and all of that stuff, and I'm sure seeing the players touch it and all that. What other cool things did they allow you to do, or what did you get to do? Did you get to hang out in the green room where
yeah.
it was?
And I saw the green room Tuesday, Wednesday, and yesterday or Saturday. So I was in the green room here and there. They keep that pretty locked down, though, during
sure.
the draft. I mean, we had backstage passes,
nice.
So... literally right after the second, the guy who got picked on Saturday for the Packers, I keep blinking on his name, Beryl,
sure.
Beryl something.
Yeah,
or
right, the edge rusher from Texas.
Yeah, yeah. Right after he walked out on stage and slapped my artwork and went out to the crowd, he was walking backstage, like 2 minutes after he was drafted, and I was walking there as well. And I went up to him like, yeah, welcome to Green Bay, brother. And I was like, I'm the dude who made all the art that you just slapped. And him and his family were just like, dude, thank you so much. And I'm like, dude, welcome to Green Bay. Like, it was...
That's awesome.
That happened 2 minutes after he was drafted. We just happened to run into each other. You know, I saw the prospects walk into the green room. Yeah, I mean, I was grateful for the experience. I know my place at an event like this. Like, it's about the prospects and that life-changing moment. I'm happy to be a part of it. And the NFL creative team was super just conducive to work alongside.
Talking with Ike Winter, the artist that you saw all the logos made out of. That was him, Milwaukee kid, Wisconsin native. A very cool experience. So my next question obviously is, and I don't know if you all have gotten to this point. I would assume you have. So what happens now to all of that artwork? What happens to all the logos? Because they're going to tear that thing down right quick, I would assume.
Yeah, they're packing it up as yep. we speak. The NFL owns them outright.
Oh.
But nothing's set in stone, but they plan on doing some sort of auction, charity,
good.
Something with them. They're not just going to sit in a warehouse. I'm sure I'll hear later tonight or tomorrow.
So could you have negotiated to keep those and could do it for less?
I negotiated like, hey, if we do X, Y, and Z on the back end, I'm still going to be a part of it creatively. They texted me last night and they said, hey, we're talking about this in the morning. What do you think? So I'm involved in the conversation. At the end of the day, it's the NFL. They're a $1 billion company and they own this piece of art outright. So what they decide to do with it, I hope I'm involved in. And it's a cool, like at the end of the day, I'm a storyteller and I like the story of this, you know. all these number one prospects just walked by and slapped this artwork, and it's made in Wisconsin out of furniture in Wisconsin. Like, it'd be cool to do the next thing with these pieces as they're talked about in the news and viral on social media. So
tell me this. So how, I'm clueless on what artists go through and so forth. So, I mean, is this a resume builder? Do you ever pitch to get to do different things where you're competing against other artists? Like, talk to me about this, because this, you didn't have to compete necessarily.
I go about art, I think, a very different way. I don't know the fine art world. I don't know galleries, museums.
But man, you got an agent.
I just go about art. Make art every day and post about it on social media.
Right.
Like, that's, I just know my lane. I know what I do. No, I've never gone up against things and had to pitch for the consideration of my art. I just kind of do what I'm doing. And you know, I've tapped in now. I did a piece for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Perfect.
I did a piece for the Bucks, and I did a piece for the NHL. So, like, this was the last of four major sports.
So now we just need the Emmys to come to Green Bay,
right?
And we can
do
the Emmys.
I've done music pieces for bands. That's another lane I want to go down.
Really?
There's things on my list, but at the end of the day, I just figure out ways to get there non-traditionally. I don't know.
So if people want to see yourself on social media, where are you? What platforms are you on?
Yeah, the easiest is Ike_Winter on both Instagram.
It's W-Y, by the way.
Yep, W-Y-N-T-E-R on both Instagram and TikTok. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Good stuff. Hey, man, thanks for coming in, stopping in after you got done doing the Mixed Morning Show so we can have this on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on The Fan. And congratulations on the success, and I'm sure we'll see you all over the place now for sure.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.